Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were talking about all the preachers that have left the way of the Lord so they do not offend men. Well, let's delve further into that today. For the Bible stands. When the preacher gives the word, the preacher now is no longer accountable for the result. Now God holds people, not the preacher, responsible for how they respond to his word. So, when I read God's command here to stand in the old ways and ask for the old paths, and you say, no, I've already told you what God said. Now, you're the one that has to say, okay, God, you're wrong, and I'm not going to do it. And that's between you and God. Mine, as the messenger of God, is to deliver the message. You see, a situation may not change, but your soul at the judgment seat, if you're saved, will be reminded you were told. Now, the problem is today that we're failing, too many of us preachers are failing to sound out the cry of reveille for revival. And I'll be quite honest with you, my generation has dropped the ball. We have been so concerned that we not be called legalistic and that our children not feel left out, that we have compromised doctrine, sin, and morals in order to keep peace in a home. The itching ears, the feelings-oriented religion has taken over. Look, I've had people that heard me speak against the failures of morals and the rock music in church, the social drinking, and they agreed and said, preacher, preach it harder. That nowadays, because their kids are doing these things, their kids have it going in their churches. Now they think that, pastor, you got to quit being a legalist and you need to just catch up with the times. Actually, you know what? I have caught up with the time. But you see, my time is on eternity. I'm on the Lord's time. And one day, all your rocking and rolling, all your women in the church that are wearing blouses too low and it reveals part that only their husband should see, and their skirts are too high and reveals things that only the harlots wear. Just understand, when men go out and drink and they cuss and they do the whole number like that, just understand that, number one, you've heard it here. Number two, you'll find out that it was not legalistic and that you left the old paths because you thought you knew better than God. See, I'm just the messenger. It's not legalistic. And my friend, these people that have done that are trying to keep peace in the home at the expense of true holiness and righteousness. And what is the result? They're going to see judgment begin at the house of God, and then they're going to see their country destroyed. Itching ears religion. God said in 2 Timothy 3 would be quite active in these last days. And we see that it's taken over churches across the board. Not just a denomination, but many of those so-called Christian churches. And what a shame. What a great shame. What a terrible shame that is. Children have put the pressure on because we've not taught them the Bible in our home. We've not enforced standards. We have bent modesty. We've allowed them to go and watch those filthy movies, and we've allowed them to fill their mind with smut. And we have turned them loose on the computer, the cell phones, with no semblance of holiness to rebuke their lifestyle. My friend, please, please, please don't rejoice in, well, at least they're in church. That church does not have standards, does not preach this book. Rather, it rocks as the world does. They are more deceived than the child who has dropped out of church in rebellion. Now, I was listening to a man one time. I was on a specific board, and in that board meeting, the man made this statement. It's an older gentleman and much older than me, and I did not rebuke him. Maybe I should have, but I was not the chairman of that board, and he was an officer on that board, and I was not. But he said, I've got a son. Yes, he teaches, and he mentioned the Bible college in which he teaches, a very liberal Bible college. He says, but let them say what they want to. He says, that's a whole lot better than those of you who have children that are not in church at all. Now, I leaned over to the guy beside me and I said, so it's better for his son to teach and direct thousands of kids to false doctrine and lead our country to the flesh and hell than for my kids to know they're wrong and that the only way to get right is to come back? Look, Psalms tells us that the foundations should be destroyed. What shall the righteous do? Now, there's a good example of that with Lot. The Bible tells us plainly in Peter that he was a righteous man, but he vexed himself with the world. And because he destroyed the foundations, when the judgment was going to hit, he could do nothing. He came off to his family as if he was one that mocked. And if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's exactly what happened in that particular situation. What a shame. What a shame. So don't rejoice that they're in church if that church is gone the wrong direction. Yeah, they'll rock your child's life. That's right. They'll rock it all the way to hell. That's not good. Teach your children daily. Talk to others daily. Yes, there is a free will. But also let me remind you of these two passages. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is the word of God is. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Wow. Your children and each of us will be judged by the word of God. Teach them this word, therefore. Not just church does. You teach it to them. Don't water it down, or you will ruin their eternity by trying to be the cool parent. Being the cool parent will not be too cool when eternity comes upon them. They may be as the prodigal, and they have to end up in the pigsty before they come back. But if you train them up in the way of righteousness, that way will never depart from them. And its conviction will always be there so that they hit the bottom. That knowledge may bring them back at that time. So don't destroy the foundations by failing to teach, by failing to live it, or to speak against it. Imagine if the prodigal's father heard of tough times and pays the son's rent, stocks his refrigerator with food. Just imagine if he had done that. His son would have never repented. He would have never hit the pigsty. He would have never hit the bottom. Don't interfere with God's chastening on your children until such a time as they truly repent. Hosea chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. God is talking here, and he says, when Ephraim saw his sickness, Ephraim represents the 10 tribes of Israel, the northern tribes, and Judah. Remember Judah and Benjamin? David's, the last two there were David, Solomon, and then after it was split, the line of David continued there. It says, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareb. Yet could he not heal you nor cure you of your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. Then God says in verse 15 there of Hosea 5, I will go and return to my place. Till, that four-letter word till, till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction, they will seek me early. The Lord says, okay, I've called. Now judgment's going to come. I'm just going to turn my back and walk away from them. And until they come to me acknowledging their offense, seeking my face, and when you come to him, you're turning from that world, you're turning from that sin, you're turning from that way, and you're coming straight to him, then understand, then he will hear, but not until you turn. Now, my friend, let me also say this. 1 Peter 4:17-18 says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Oh, my friend, God is sounding reveille for you. It's time to get up.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet.